Locker room chats continuing here one final time in 2022. The basketball season about to get to the holiday break, and we continue our chat here discussing Jackson Heights. And we're joined now by the boys head coach, that is Brett Plattner. It is presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. Coach, let's kind of dive into what you have seen so far. Three games in, losses to Royal Valley, Pleasant Ridge, and then most recently Morehill Mount Academy. How would you assess where your team is at here early on as we're coming up on the final week before the holiday break?
Yeah, I know we talked about in the past that, you know, we have five new starters this year, and we're kind of figuring out roles as we go of where these guys fit in and how they collectively fit together. And I would say we're still in the process of that right now. And, you know, three games in, we're starting to get a handle of, you know, where guys fit in the rotation, what spots on the floor they're going to be best fit at, and what guys work together the best. So constantly assessing that, and we're figuring that out as we go, and definitely headed into Christmas break, we're going to assess that more and make some tweaks here and there. And always the Christmas break and the past couple of seasons has been where we've taken those strides and improved the most as a team. So hopefully leading into this Friday game, we can take some of those steps forward again, and then headed into Christmas break, we can set ourselves apart and look for a stronger push headed into 2023.
Yeah, you'll be back at home on Friday to wrap up the 22 portion of the schedule against Horton. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, you know, most recently, the game again on Tuesday against Morehill Mounts Academy, an upstart Ravens squad who's off to a really good start, and they got some firepower on offense. You know, what specifically from that game do you kind of take away from it, and what you saw from your team, and just kind of how that one transpired overall?
We tried to do things a little bit differently versus Morehill, and we kind of sat back and just played some half-court man-to-man in our first two games, and we really tried to take the intensity to Morehill last night in the full-court setting and press a little bit, and unfortunately it worked for the first 2-3 minutes, but in the process of that we got in some foul trouble, in which Jude Williams, who's about 6'2", and Devin Mock, who's about 6'2", both got 2 and 3 fouls in the first 5 minutes of the game, so they largely had to sit for the entire first half, and for the remainder of the, you know, about 11, 12 minutes remaining in the first half, we were playing pretty much a 5'10 and under squad. And any time you have to do that, especially with the length, athleticism, and overall physicality that Morehill brings to the table, you're going to struggle no matter how well you box out, no matter how good you are in rotation. But I was proud of the fight that our guys showed. We didn't quit. And moving forward, I think we found something that we can work with, but we just need to try to avoid and stay out of foul trouble moving forward.
Let's talk about the matchup on Friday. You'll be back at home against Horton, a Chargers team that's won two of their first three games, and they had a nice performance and victory on a Tuesday this week against Pleasant Ridge. How much have you been able to scout this Chargers team, and what kind of ball game do you expect Friday?
Horton, I would say, is largely improved, and they have a really nice squad when you watch them on film. I look over their entire starting lineup, and it's 6'1 plus. He goes 6'1, 6'2, 6'2, 6'3. So if we box out at the level we boxed out last night, it's going to be a rough night, and they're going to control the boards on us. And they have a lot of athleticism, a lot of guys who, you know, they took their lumps the last few years as freshmen and sophomores, but they slowly grew through those moments, and now this year they're kind of breaking through and kind of stepping onto the scene, whether that be just individually on the varsity level or collectively as a team. So it's going to be definitely a challenge for us, but I think our guys are up for that challenge, and we're ready to prove that, you know, the last two performances we've had, no matter how they looked, that we're going to step out of that and we're going to put together a good performance on Friday.
Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday against Horton. We will talk to you again here in a couple of weeks after the holiday.
Yep. Thanks, Brandon. Happy holidays.